In this video, I'm going to share with you the three-step process that transformed me from a shy, introverted mumbler into a clear and confident communicator. At this point in my career, I've performed to over 4 million people live, worldwide, and helped thousands of others improve their voice, confidence, and vocal dynamics. We're living in a society where everyone wants to get things done as fast as possible. I get it. However, consider the phrase, slow is smooth, smooth is fast. I want you to take that on board because when it comes to improving your voice and public speaking skills, quick fixes are a lie. And no one ever got better through AI. That's right, quick fixes are a lie, and nobody ever improved their voice or public speaking skills through AI. If they have,
show me evidence.
So the real effective training might seem slow and arduous at first, like putting in weeks or months or perhaps even a couple of years to self-mastery and improvement. It could feel like a lifetime to some people. But I tell you what, if in 2, 5, 10 years' time, you're still looking at quick fix videos and getting nowhere, then who's saved the time? And remember, the foundations that you build up with the proper kind of training serve you for the rest of your life. It's not like analytical bits and tidbits of tricks and tips and information. This is real. This is the stuff that the professionals do. That's what I teach. That's what I want for you. The best. Actual results. It's the sole reason I developed a system of training dedicated to public speaking. Because I was fed up of hearing the same old nonsense and rhetoric about the same old thing, yet no one's getting any better at it. Why? Shh, secret. They don't work. It takes time. But let's break this down. There are three P's to public speaking: physiological, psychological, and performance. Forget the public in public speaking for one second. What do we have left? Speaking. I'd argue this is the most important step and in fact is about 70% of all public speaking. So if you take anything away from this video, stick around for just 2 minutes and hear me out on this one, okay? Your physical instrument, your body, your voice is the one tool that you have to use to take your intentions and make them manifest into words to share with the world. That's quite a powerful tool. So you need to ensure that you are limber, warm, and ready to speak. And if you don't, then you've already set yourself up for failure. Because if you don't take care of the physical aspects of your voice first, then it's going to end up weak, flat, and get easily tired. For the physical body, you should really consider these things: breath, resonance, articulation, relaxation, flexibility, projection, and posture. It might sound like a lot, I know, but all you need is a simple daily routine that covers these essentials. Think of it like a voice gym. Just 20 minutes a day to train, strengthen, and maintain your voice. With consistent practice, the results accumulate, and over time, this will just become second nature to you. That's why starting with these foundations is so important, because you are building the foundation of your voice and of your speaking ability. If you haven't yet started the transformational journey I've laid out in the Public Speaking Mastery program, there's still time. And you should know that the whole entire first week is just packed full of all of these exercises and routines and education around the physical body and the voice, because it is the foundation. Remember, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. Check it out here or in the description box below for those who refuse to get left behind. Next! Next. Let's assume that your voice is in good shape. Perhaps you have a daily routine and you still can't figure out why speaking is so difficult. The psychological effects and emotional resistance to public speaking or speaking in general can manifest physically. Speakers can unconsciously dull their voice, make themselves smaller or even less audible, because deep down they don't want to be there. They feel uncomfortable around people. Is that you? If you've ever heard someone say, "What? Speak up. Boring," or even had your audience members falling asleep on you, it might not be your physical voice or ability, but your unconscious mind withdrawing to protect you from judgment or harm. Now, I'm not going to speculate as to whether or not you were bullied at school or what childhood experiences led you to feel this way. But what I can tell you is, Public speaking is the most common fear in the world, so you are not alone. And whether or not you attribute your struggles to an emotional block or a belief-based reason, it's still a valid area to consider, because when dealing with the unconscious mind, it's incredibly difficult to recognize, let alone change. So what can we do? Well, look, if you're following step one and already have a great physical routine for your voice, then you're going to gradually get to that place of confidence, because as you improve your voice, you also improve your opportunities to receive feedback from others on that. And as it improves, so does the recognition from others on the way you speak, and the confidence comes with it. And I would also say that that covers part three too, because that's your performance, really, the combination, the marriage of the two. But if you want to get over this hurdle faster, there are other things you can try. So here are three things that you could check out and see if they work for you. Number one is hypnosis. This one can make people feel very uneasy and uncomfortable, but there really isn't much to worry about. It's as simple as this. I'm going to show you. Look, I'm going to hypnotize you right now, okay? Let's move things out of the way. What I want you to do is listen to my voice. Press one foot on the ground, and if you can, lift the other one. If you can't do that, press your bum into the chair. And at the same time, lift the opposite arm up into the air. Okay, now you're going to say after me, I am amazing. Did you do that? Right, that was hypnosis. I tasked you to do something. I suggested an idea, and you did it. That's all it is. The only difference is, with hypnotherapy or hypnosis, you're in a more relaxed state of mind. And the suggestions that ask you to do something can change some of the perceptions on the way you feel about certain circumstances. For example, here, now, I just said, lift, put one leg in the air, lift one arm in the air, and say these three words. That's it. All you're doing is taking action on something, right? If you are terribly scared of standing on one leg, putting your hand up in the air and speaking, you might not have done it. And I don't know where you are in the world right now, if you're alone or if you've got your headphones on, there's someone else in the room wondering, what the hell are you doing? Then that's good. But this is it. So hypnosis takes your mind into a more relaxed state, and then suggestions are made in order to change some of those negative self-perceptions about public speaking. I'm not, again, because it's so individual, it's really hard to pinpoint, but hypnosis can really get to the bottom of that and change your perception. That's the word I was looking for, thank you. Yeah, so hypnosis simply works by reframing certain beliefs that you hold of something into something more positive. And you know, we can now really put that aside and look at something else that you can actually physically do to change as well. This is going to be in a social situation or a public speaking scenario where you are in front of others. If you're feeling nervous, you're likely telling yourself all the things that you don't like about that situation. And if you notice that your feelings or your thoughts are unable to be orderly and focus on the moment, and you're feeling the fear, then that focus on the fear is actually distracting you, and it's actually perpetuating the fear, making it worse. So I'm going to offer two things. One is find something physical. Now, you could grab the side of your leg, or some people, I've seen actors do this on stage actually, they sort of push their thumb into their fingers. One I really like though, and it's very grounding, is to push your feet both into the ground, like as if you're trying to press the floor away from you. This really gets your body into a more alert mode. Then what you can do after relaxing your belly is breathe all of your air out. Once you've done that, wait for a while until it becomes uncomfortable, and then breathe in again. As you're breathing in, whoever you're speaking to, whoever your audience is, whether it's a camera, whether it's 3,000 people in an auditorium, try, use your imagination to breathe them in. It's a crazy thing to do, right? But what's going to happen is two things. A, with the physicality of your feet pressing into the ground or whatever one you choose, and then this exhaling of the air, which gets rid of your oxygen for a while, which can feed anxiety, you're also switching your focus from everything bad you feel about the scenario, the situation, and this kind of feelings of, I don't know, the heat and embarrassment or feeling judged or fearful. You're now going, I'm trying to breathe in the room and I'm pressing into the ground. And what you've done is you've misdirected your brain from having focus on this fear to focusing on something you're choosing to do. Now, that uses the other side of the brain. So the other half of the brain that needs to think what you're going to say next is ready to speak. So once you've done this, you've breathed in, you've inspired yourself, you've taken inspiration, you've breathed in, and your message will be there for you. I promise. That's how it works. It's just switching over, you know, one half of the brain to the other half of the brain by misdirecting it, and then you're golden. That's focus. Anyway, that's just one other tool. The other tool I'm going to share with you kind of similarly relates to the hypnosis, but this is something more actionable and practical you can do right now, and it is perspective. Reframing your emotional response in these situations is a valuable tool. We know now that fear and excitement are exactly the same feeling, only perceived by the person experiencing them a different way. I've told a story before of the two people on a roller coaster, one who is completely fearful for their life and the other one who is couldn't enjoy it more. However, these extreme feelings of excitement and fear are the same feeling physiologically to your body. It doesn't know the difference. It's only your mind that's saying, I like this or I don't like this. But what happens when you say you don't like something, you close off, you shut down, and you guard yourself, you become into protection mode. But when you're happy and you're excited, you tend to open more and you're willing to share. You're literally showing your organs. You're like, come get me, I don't care. So this is really important to know. You could do it, there's two ways actually. You could actually start by changing your physicality and opening yourself up, and you will start to feel a bit better about yourself when you do that, or perhaps you feel very vulnerable. But what it is, and Mike Tyson said this best, I'm gonna paraphrase now, but he hated training. He was the most brutal killer in the ring. He was so fit, strong, and powerful that he was feared by everyone. Now, he didn't get to that position without doing a lot of training, but he hated training. And he said this, I remember hearing him in a podcast, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said, I hated training. Someone at that level hated what they did, essentially, because training is all of their life. So he hated it, but he told himself, I love it. He trained like he loved it. He hated it, but he trained like he loved it. And that's exactly how we can picture and approach public speaking. Okay, I'm fearful, but I'm going to do it like I'm excited. Okay, I'm feeling fear and it's the same results, but I'm going to tell myself, yes, this is great, I love it, let's do it. Those are the words you're going to tell yourself. And that change in perspective, whether it's physical or emotional or mental, will give you a different perspective on what you're doing. Okay, so we've got hypnosis, which kind of covers perspective as well, then focus and perspective. If you can change or work on these three things, your psychological and emotional game in public speaking is just going to be right up there, and you won't care. And you know, coupled with the working on your voice physically, you have nothing to worry about with the performance. But in case you're great at those two things and you want to stick around for more, I'm going to go through some things on performance right now. Performance in public speaking is all about stagecraft, the elements that make a speech or a speaker truly engaging. Now look, we've already talked about how you can affect your body, and if we're talking about warming up your body and make it more articulate, you've done that work on your articulation, right? And so you should be speaking with resonance and clarity and being able to project. That's the physical stuff. So what is it in performance then? Well, it's kind of like stagecraft, it's being able to read from a teleprompter, knowing how to use a microphone, or at least how to send your energy to a particular audience, whether it's large or small. And these are the kind of things that you can learn. And of course, things like rhetoric and the way that you can approach text or writing a speech, or, you know, having a conversation, starting the conversation. These are all like performance. getting to know ways in which you can manipulate your voice to affect others. Now, the most important part of this, I would suggest, is using actions and intentions. As a performance method, and what I go through in the Public Speaking Mastery Program, is how you can use actions to affect your audience, right? You make a choice about how you want them to feel, and you put that on them. You say things in such a way that you're framing it in your approach. And you can really affect other people's mood by saying things a different way. And it gives a different intention to what you mean, but it makes it more precise. Now, again, there's a video here, ding, that's going to go over that in a bit more detail. And of course, you know that in the description box below, there is a link to the full course. And this, you know, everything is covered. All three areas, physiological, psychological, and performance. So I shouldn't really need to go over that too much more. And again, this is the icing on the cake. It's the very final thing. It's the tip of the iceberg that pops out of the ocean. You know that image, don't you? Yeah, it's good. But I want you to be a great speaker and feel confident and comfortable in your own skin on stage or in any situation. You want that too, right? Get rid of your fear. Speak with clarity and confidence. Master every social setting so you can feel heard, included, and understood. You don't have to become an actor or a paid keynote speaker to improve your public speaking ability. But you can bring your best self to the forefront and shine and become more engaging and confident. So if that's you, then seriously, give that link a click and check it out. Because remember, quick fixes are a lie, and no one ever improved their public speaking with AI. Look after your voice. Bye!